This week, we're talking about a sick new Ferrari, a wild week in F1, and a supercharger network that might be in trouble. But first, a YouTuber crashes a McLaren. Welcome to the Big Three. Before we get into it, we are doing a live recording slash performance slash just like live extravaganza of Pass Gas, our history podcast. There's going to be some of this in there too. May 25th at the Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles. Go to the dynastytypewriter.com. Get yourself some tickets. They're going fast. Don't sleep on it. It might be your only opportunity to meet all three of us. You never know what tomorrow holds. Welcome to the Big Three. As most of the time, I am one of your hosts, James Pumphrey, joined as most of the time by Nolan Sykes.
Most of the time. All the time by Joe, though.
And Joe, no, Joe missed.
Like two. I missed one when I was in Paris, but I'm here a lot.
Yeah, we just wanted to get it out that you went to Paris. Wanted to let the people know we have a global mindset.
Yeah. It's the only trip I'm going to be able to take for the next couple years.
Yeah, because you're under arrest.
Yeah, Shkreli used me as part of his plea deal.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Shkreli flipped on you?
Yeah, he flipped on me.
Well, to be fair,
what a guy.
You should have known.
There were warning signs.
Yeah, if anyone's gonna flip, it's Martin Shkreli.
You know how he bought that Wu-Tang album that they only made one of?
Yeah.
I saw him on a podcast, like a podcast way worse than this one, saying that he would burn a copy for anyone who wants a copy.
Oh. And have we followed up on that?
I'm not gonna talk to Shkreli. You want to interface with that guy?
Yeah, he flipped on you.
Flipped on me. Oh, James.
Yeah.
It might not be in the news for this week for us to talk about, but how do you feel about the new electric G-Wagon?
I love it. When they announced it months ago, I was like, we got to get one of these.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's got to be the heaviest car ever.
Probably. I bet it's like 9,000 pounds.
Yeah, a G-Wagon.
I think it's like 9,500 pounds.
I bet really? It's at least 10,500 pounds.
Well, the Hummer is bigger, a bigger vehicle, but it is 9,000 pounds.
A bigger footprint.
I doubt it's heavier than that. I think it's probably
seven.
How much do they weigh like normally? Like 5,000?
Five or six.
Yeah. Got to be seven then.
I'd probably say seven is a safe bet.
What about eight?
That's a lot.
I love the new G-Wagon. I think it's so sick. I want to drive one real bad. I think.
You have driven one.
Not an electric one.
Oh, not the electric
one. Well, I drive one most days.
The new one, though, I'm saying.
Yo, no. New one?
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2018 or newer G-Wagon is so much better than my piece of shit.
Yeah, I like yours.
My dumb piece of trash old one.
Yours has character. You can see it. You can tell it's seen some stuff.
Character's Barney Fife. Dummy. Professional dummy Ugo.
Shout out Barney Fife.
Yeah, if I had two wishes, one, my house is the Griffith Park Observatory.
Pretty two, big one.
Yeah,
electric G-Wagon.
I see an arc whenever you buy a car.
Me
you're talking
personally?
About it for 6 months beforehand. You're specking it out
in my
you
head.
Finally get it. And then you're like, it's all right. And then,
no, I love both my cars.
Okay,
I was joking about my car being old, but a tune
when you called it a professional dumb Uggo. Yeah.
I mean, aren't we all just professional dumb
That's
uggos
fair.
Here?
That's fair.
No, in 2018, they changed the front suspension so it doesn't have a solid front axle, and it's just a lot easier to drive. And so that's my only qualm with it, but I do love it. I got a solid stable right
Dude,
now.
Dude, your Scuderia is
boxy.
Yeah.
Scuderia Pumphrey is boxy.
A lot of right angles.
Yeah. Two squares.
Yeah. But yeah, you don't drive fast, so you don't need a super aerodynamic car.
Don't drive fast. I don't. Better not. I'll crash. Speaking of crashing, an LA-based YouTuber has gone viral for crashing a McLaren Senna. Last week, a bystander posted a video of him doing burnouts in the middle of Ventura Boulevard before losing control and crashing, ironically, into a Lexus dealership.
Now, that's a December to remember.
That's the Lexus event.
That's the holiday event.
Yeah,
but it's May.
The big bows.
Yeah.
This is annoying. This is a hot take, but this guy's really annoying.
This was like all the, this was a buzz. This, there's a lot of drama about this last week.
All right. So he's chilling.
It's very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Does a little donut, which honestly, pretty well executed donut. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
And you're done.
Yeah. And then just let off. Let off. And he crashes.
Oh my God. Just wrecked it.
Yeah.
And I read a little bit more about this. This is a really nicely specced
McLaren Lexus dealership.
Yeah. They've got nice coffee machines.
Yeah.
Good table.
They got a Keurig.
Yeah. No, so yeah, you're right. This is a one of one Senna. Yeah.
It's a one of one Senna. It's got this like really nice hunter green with like dark, I can't remember what the leather is called.
I think it's saddle leather.
Saddle leather. It's beautiful.
Which it was crazy. Beautiful.
And it also had, I think this might have been like the first Senna that has the old McLaren Kiwi logo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it was like, I don't think it was his. I think it was owned by a Kiwi. His? Yeah. It was owned by someone from New Zealand.
By a tiny flightless bird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so this was like the one of the best Sennas ever made. And he's just trying to be an idiot in it.
Well, this guy, he's in like the rich guy supercar vlog sphere, you know.
I don't even want to give him the promo of saying his name.
There's other videos. He crashed like his EV Hummer. He like was off-roading it
with nine miles on it.
Yeah, next to like the LA River, it looked like, and then went through a ditch and like blew out the suspension. He claims he's a race car driver, but after seeing these two videos, I'm not sure I'd want him in my race car if I was, but you know,
definitely don't want him in my Senna. Can you imagine getting all the way to the point where you're like, you can afford a McLaren Senna and then you can't get a one of one one?
Yeah.
Like it's such a limited car. Yeah. And it's like, is it one of one? It's like, no, one of eight. There's seven others just like it.
Lame. But you know,
not to drag any other names, but this is like something that Whistling Diesel does to get comments and drive engagement.
I think it's different than Whistling Diesel. Whistling Diesel does everything on purpose.
And,
you know, whether you like it or not, he's getting a reaction. And this guy very clearly did this on accident.
Yeah.
So I think the embarrassing thing here is like showing off and
the embarrassing thing is all the like DMs that he got. Or he sent to other people that were like, please take this down. Insurance can't see this. Like, it's already like you're crashing a $1 million hypercar.
$3 million?
I
think so.
Jeez. But anyways, like you're crashing. It's very high profile what you're doing. And you're doing it for attention anyways. And to be like, oh, please don't give me this attention after the fact is just lame.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't all bad news for McLaren this week.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Should we go to the
news? Let's talk about some news.
Let's go to Miami Grand Prix to talk about the news.
Were you at the Miami Grand Prix?
No.
Me neither.
No. McLaren, they like us. I met Zach Brown at the IndyCar race.
Was Trump there?
No. So
he was in Miami.
Yeah.
What I heard is that McLaren didn't invite Trump. He wasn't like a special guest for McLaren. He was just kind of assigned to go to their executive suite. But it's funny that the orange team
got
gets
the orange
Trump.
Guy. Yeah.
Got his ass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this was it. Did you watch the race?
Of course.
Yeah. This is a great race. My boy Lando.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's one
his
of your
first
boys.
Win. Yeah. I wore my Signs shirt today, but that's only because I haven't bought a Lando shirt yet.
Mm. Great win.
I feel bad for Oscar because Signs kind of messed up Oscar's race.
Yeah, he did. That's okay.
Yeah.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
Very weirdly. I forgive you.
I forgive you.
In the past week ahead of the Miami Grand Prix, lots of stuff was going down. Andretti Cadillac is on a hiring spree.
Yeah.
Gunther Steiner is suing Haas, and Adrian Newey is officially leaving Red Bull. But there's still some confusion as to where he might end up next. Hopefully Ferrari with our boy Lewis.
I'm hoping he goes and designs yachts.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd just be like a great use of his time.
Over designed
racing
yachts.
Yachts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cigarette boats.
No, yachts.
That's different.
Racing yachts. The ones that fly in the air.
What?
You ever watch yacht racing?
They fly in the air?
Yeah, they're like
the catamarans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're catamarans. On the little
hydrofoil.
Yeah, those things are crazy.
Yeah. See? Not so waste of his time yet.
Yeah.
Now, huh?
I think there's rumors that he's gonna retire. He said he wanted to stay in England. I would love if he went over to Ferrari. Or even like McLaren would be funny. McLaren's already in it, where he lives.
Yeah. So, and I think a lot of times when these guys are considering a new team, they're like, commute.
Yeah.
I want to be able to get home for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the road for so many weekends out of the year. Totally. You want to be like next to your family for some of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. According to Red Bull, Newey is leaving the team at the start of 2025, but will stay on with the company to work on their first hypercar, the RB17. They insist he is not going to another team, but the rumors are still a swirling that he might. Again, Ferrari, open that checkbook. Build an office in England. That's what I'm saying.
No, they would never do that. There's not enough.
They would be stupid if they didn't.
Yeah.
Honestly, to have that talent on the table ready to go. I mean, he's the reason that Red Bull has been so successful, both past and present. He's the guy who understands the rules the best and understand. He's the preeminent expert in motorsport aerodynamic in the world right now.
But he's not Italian. That's a huge thing for Ferrari. Shit.
Dude, Ross
Ferrari does.
Ross Braun wasn't Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Germanist name.
Michael Schumacher, not Italian.
I know.
Racing News 365 reported on Friday that in addition to Ferrari and Aston Martin, Newey is now linked to Williams. Question mark? Huh. McLaren CEO Zak Brown stated he thinks Newey is probably the first domino to fall at Red Bull and that there's been some resumes flying around.
What do you think Max Verstappen's resume looks like?
Just his name?
Yeah.
I am Max.
It's like a screenshot from his Twitch stream.
In some more off-track F1 news, Andretti Motorsport now has the U.S. government on its side. That's right. Last week, a bipartisan group of 12 congresspeople sent a letter to F1 owners Liberty Media accusing them of violating the U.S. antitrust laws in their decision to exclude Andretti from the sport. We'd love to see bipartisan cooperation like this.
Yeah.
Truly the biggest issue of our time.
I do think it's cool though that they have his back. Like that's a
yeah.
I mean, it's only 12.
They probably have better stuff to do, but this is like a fun
if nothing else was going on and we were just like chilling,
it'd be a great moment.
Then I'd be like, hell yeah, Congress, get it, dude.
Yeah.
But
we got other stuff happening.
Congress's accusations boil down to, quote, concerns with the apparent anti-competitive actions that could prevent two American companies, Andretti Global and General Motors, from producing and competing in Formula One. Again, would have been a really cool story had there not been other news going on.
Yeah.
All right. So what happened in Miami this weekend besides people hitting the slopes? I assume. Yeah,
besides Kendall Jenner and Tom Cruise walking the paddock.
Besides Camila Cabello hanging out with Lewis Hamilton.
Mm. Oh, that happened?
Starting some rumors.
Oh, okay.
Starting some Lewis Cabello rumors.
Over there in F1 Academy.
I'm just here for the goss.
Rodin Motorsport. Alpine driver Abbie Pulling won both races this weekend. Pulling has won 3 out of 4 races this season.
Dominate much?
Haas got their first podium with Chloe Chambers in P3 in race 1. Our big story in one of the most entertaining Grand Prix of the last few seasons, Lando Norris got his first ever win.
Dude,
let's talk about it.
My favorite part was his Instagram post right after.
Where he said he's going to quit?
No. It was just like obviously like nice, very nice PR photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just the most like 22-year-old caption. It was like misspelled. And it was, let's Fargingo.
Dude, I didn't get to watch the race live because I was at the Dodgers watching them win. But got home and watched it and finally getting to see Lando win. You know, he came so close in Sochi. I think it was 2021 or 2022 when it rained and he didn't make the right call with the tires, ended up crashing. Just seeing this guy with so much juice for so many years now finally get the win. Mm-hmm. It was just so very heartwarming. Especially, you know, normal, I feel like the cooldown laps and everything after a max win are like very quick and everyone's mm-hmm. like, all right, yeah, just like, let's get the machine going. But you know, like, he did like two laps, I feel like, around the circuit.
Yeah, he
and
really like, soaked it up.
There wasn't like a ton of commentary. It's just like,
it was funny.
Radio messages.
You could tell the commentators on like Sky were like, all right, any moment he's going to go mm-hmm. talk to our sideline reporter. They said that like four times.
It was.
But he did a like crowd surf into his team.
It was awesome.
And he jumped like 7 feet high.
Lando's got hops and he's not a tall guy.
No, and then they like held him up and it was just like such a great moment.
Really, really great moment. And you just can't help but feel stoked for him.
Yeah.
Really, really great.
It was going to happen one time or another.
Yeah. Like, I didn't expect it to be at Miami, though, his first one. I can't believe that. I mean, Red Bull, I guess the car wasn't taking the track very well, whatever their setup
and,
was.
Oh, that was the other thing is McLaren switched their car up a bunch for this race. They put a new front wing on. They did a couple little aero tweaks.
Okay.
So obviously it's working.
I see you, McLaren. Yeah, no, it was great. Really, really great moment. And just one of those races. Like, when Pierre won at Monza a couple years ago and him like after the celebration, like sitting on the podium, just drinking a champagne and stuff like that. Really great moment for him. Like it's always fun to see someone get their first win.
Yeah.
And that was just so special. So it was the first time for a driver other than Sainz or Verstappen to get P1 since Brazil of 2022.
That's how boring it's been.
Verstappen took P2 and was so stoked for Lando. Like, there's so many shots of like you see Max and he's just like beaming because I mean that's one of his boys.
Yeah.
And just really cool.
There was a meme that was like Max when he wins and he's like and then Max and Lando wins and he's like
yeah, it was sick. And just like the post-race interview, you could just hear it in Max's voice how genuinely excited he was for Lando. It was
sometimes
just, it was
it's easier to be excited for other people than yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, hard especially to, like, when you're like a competitive person.
Yeah.
Like you train yourself to not get excited about what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when your buddy, something good happens to him, you get to like celebrate as like a normal human.
Yeah. And it's got to, as Max, it's got to have, got to feel good to have some competition that, you know, like, oh, now I got to actually try. That's fun. But,
like I saw on Instagram that he won and then I immediately like was like, all right, what happened to Max? And then I was like, oh, he finished.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, he was like 7.5 seconds behind. It wasn't that
close.
It
was a big margin.
Yeah.
Rounding out the podium was Charles Leclerc. Love to see him back on the podium.
Yeah.
It's possible that McLaren's Oscar Piastri could have pulled out a great finish as well, but with a close overtake by Carlos Sainz for P4, it damaged his front wing. Piastri ended up finishing P13 after they changed his front wing out. And Sainz was penalized 5 seconds for the incident, knocking him down from P4 to P5.
Yeah. You know, my boy goes hard. Sometimes it screws other people.
Hey, dude, rubbing is racing.
Rubbing's racing.
Rubbing is racing. So
they say in F1, baby.
Yeah. They love that. Yeah.
They love that, dude.
No, really great race. Probably the, I don't know, Miami, I think, really cool track.
Yeah. Did you see those food prices, though?
No. Oh, yeah.
That was stupid. Yeah.
Nachos were $190.
They had a lobster roll for like $160
or like $240 or something.
Yeah, it was. What is this?
Yeah, Miami, baby.
That,
if you can't ball, you better crawl to another city. Last Thursday, Ferrari unveiled their latest V12 Grand Tour, the 12 cilindri.
Doichi Cilindri.
CILINDRI. The car replaces the outgoing 812 Superfast and was essentially designed from scratch as a modern tribute to Ferrari's classic GTs like the 275 GTB/4 and the Daytona. It's got a 6.5-liter naturally aspirated non-hybrid V12 that traces its origins back to Enzo.
Dude, I love this car.
Yeah, it's got a little pieces of his skin in it. That's what I heard. A little pieces of his skin in the castings.
So, that's a trend I hope dies starts. No, just like YouTubers selling little bits of, like the Whistling Diesel
Of his car that he
and read. Then like the Barracks did that with their skate park. They sold it's like cool. little
it's I think that's money. The Berlin Wall.
That is like historically significant.
Yeah, a little different.
Well, I mean, the barracks isn't that. I mean, it is obviously a different scale, but like wanting to have a little piece of the barracks is cool.
That's pretty, I like
but
it.
But charging like $200 for a little tiny piece of metal or whatever.
If they give it to charity.
They don't.
Yeah. Yeah. But if they did.
But if they did.
It'd be cool.
But regardless, this car is sick. It's got 818 horsepower and 500 foot-pound of torque. Naturally aspirated, that thing rips.
It revs to 95,000 RPM. And by 95,000, I mean 9,500. I'm having
might as
comma,
well be.
I'm having comma issues.
Might as well be.
A car that revs really high is crazy.
Yeah.
The S54 revs to like 8,500.
It's pretty good.
I've never had the Civic revs really super
like
high.
Yeah, $9,000, I think.
But this is a V12.
Yeah.
That's going to sound insane.
Yeah. I didn't.
Yeah.
In both of those cars that I just mentioned, it takes kind of a while to get there.
Yeah.
And you're sort of like, most cars wouldn't do this.
Yeah.
Am I going to break it? So I can't imagine what it's like in like a car that cost a bajillion dollars.
Yeah.
It's the most powerful volume produced naturally aspirated engine Ferrari has ever made.
Volume production.
And the Brotherhood's like, cute.
Oh, you got two V6s?
Oh, I guess the Brotherhood had a supercharger. Ferrari joins other brands like Aston Martin in committing to V12s for at least another generation.
So I think they were waiting for the electric fad to start dying down to maybe release this because they were in the center of a minor scandal a couple years ago about like supercars in Italy weren't held this to the same standard emission standards and Ferrari was like, we don't care, and everyone was kind of getting on their butts. But now that electric trend is kind of waning and people are realizing that hybrids are way better, I think.
Well, this isn't this a hybrid, is a, though.
No, I'm saying they're like, they just waited for the storm to pass to like announce this.
Straight up,
I think it's a
dino
freaking
gobbler.
Gorgeous car.
Yes.
Dino gobbler.
Yeah, dinos make gas.
Oh, yeah. Give me your bones. I'm going to make speed.
Gobbles them up. An ancient seaweed hoofer.
Anyway, just, dude, this thing looks sick.
It looks so sick.
Yeah.
It looks huge.
It looks long. It's a long guy.
Long boy.
And you know those wheels are big, so it's probably even longer in person.
Well, Nolan and I were saying that it probably is smaller than it looks. A lot of these cars, you see them in pictures, you're like, that
you know what?
Was huge. Yeah.
I accidentally stumbled on a vintage Ferrari show this weekend in Pasadena.
Yeah.
At, near San Marino?
It was right on the main drag on Colorado. We were like, why can't we get through? We're going to go test drive
all these
Volvo.
Nice cars.
But this one, I don't know what it is. It might be the FF or something.
Let's see it.
Yeah, white one.
Yep.
FF.
Yeah. FF.
That thing is long.
Yeah, it's a long.
It's so long.
Yeah,
it's
Nolan
crazy.
And I made a video about
it's a great car.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I do really
talking
like the
about
proportions.
V12s.
Talking about V12s.
Yeah,
that was a nice engine. That was fun.
They had a couple like old school Ferrari drivers that I had never heard of before.
Really?
Give little speeches. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. We went to Pop an Egg for some Benedicts.
Oh, that's cool.
We talk about the founder of Tesla. The founder of Tesla. I do that in quotes because he didn't actually. We talk about him so much that he's kind of become this like Voldemort style character.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking maybe from now on we call him He who shall now, shall not be.
You want to try that?
like come up with a nickname so we don't have to keep saying his name and give him free press. So like Voldemort was called He who shall not be named.
Yes.
Come up with some other version because we are going to talk about him all the time. There's a lot of Tesla news all the time.
Okay.
I just don't want to give him
free
press.
Do you have any suggestions?
Don't you think giving him a nickname is like better press?
It's like not help, if it's a bad
it's like
nickname.
New branding. Yeah, like fucking dick hole. Not funny dick hole.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dick hole. Yeah. It kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. Dick hole.
Sapphire.
How about phony Stark?
Oh, dude, that's pretty good, dude.
That's good as hell.
That's what? Good
did
as hell.
I did.
That's
dude.
Good, dude.
Thanks,
Tony
dude.
Tony Stark.
Damn, we were just like over here.
I know.
No one was like, what about Whack Panther?
All right. With that said, Phony Stark announced he was laying off the department responsible for the company's supercharger network on Tuesday last week. The timing seems particularly bad as the network is beginning to open up for non-Tesla vehicles for the first time, and they just got a huge government grant for specifically for chargers. So this looks really bad for them, for him.
So the Tesla supercharger network is like not the biggest supercharger network. It's like one of like five big ones.
Was Electrify America is the biggest one.
But it's also really outdated.
Oh, really?
Like most of the Tesla superchargers can't do like what Teslas are sold to do now. And they can't be upgraded to be able to do it. So they would have to be replaced.
Oh.
All like the machine, like the hardware would have to be replaced. I'm pretty sure.
That's a problem.
They also can't, like all the other supercharger networks, charge every other car except for Tesla. So like it really just, with this, it's like, oh, you made a lot of decisions that are sort of like culminating in this not working.
Yeah, and it coincides with a lot of other bad things.
Yeah, that and Tesla stock's going right way down, and like they are, Tesla doesn't have a CEO. Like there's nobody running Tesla right now. It's Elon Musk, and he just really doesn't, he's not qualified to do the job. And beyond just not being a very good CEO, he's like a very loud person. And so like
and he
makes
promises
these,
a lot.
Yeah. He makes these wild claims that affect like the market and stock prices and like can't deliver on them. And that like over and over and over again, him making some wild claim is like what like that contributes to like them not being able to deliver. And then like stock prices like drop.
Yeah.
And so like he like just recently, like in the same, like almost like week as the supercharger layoffs, he was like, well, robo taxis are going to be worth like $30 trillion in the next like 7 years. And he's like, what? Like like self-driving Teslas don't exist. He said they can't exist. Other robot autonomous rideshare things do exist. That whole industry isn't going to be worth that much in.
Yeah.
Like that's like a third of like the GDP or something. And so like, he's just an insane person at the head of this thing that a lot of people's money's tied up into.
I think he's been bullshitting his whole life and it is finally catching up to him. There was an interview with him in 1998 or something when he was still like a coder or like a mid-level manager. And he, someone like tweeted that and then he like tweeted back and he was like, oh yes, this summer I coded all of the maps and digitized the maps and digitized the white pages and yellow pages and said like some technical jargon and everyone's like, what you said doesn't make sense at all and is showing that you've never coded before.
Yeah, he like surrounds himself by like he makes good hires or like historically has made very good hires and then sort of pretends that the culmination of all of these people's skills and knowledge is like him. And then people eventually get fed up and they leave. And like the more public he is about like this, like behavior or whatever, the more people are kind of wise to it and won't be involved in him. So I think like it is kind of just whatever's coming to roost. It's like sort of all falling apart. And
yeah,
it's pretty insane that it was the biggest automotive manufacturer in America. But like his personality apparently is like affecting Tesla sales. Like electric cars are doing okay. They're doing pretty good. Like it's a pretty, the electric car market is continuously
I think
growing.
It's up to like 20% of the world market right now.
So electric cars are doing okay. Teslas are plummeting.
Yeah.
Like Tesla values are plummeting.
He's losing his core fan base with all these antics.
Yeah.
I cut you off before. What were you going to say?
I don't even remember. It's okay.
Dude, you are still riding that high of Phony Stark.
Phony Stark.
Yeah, I've just been, I haven't heard anything you guys have said. I'm just an inner monologue. Like, damn, that was awesome. That was so funny.
Like I was saying before, Tesla's taken $17 million in grant money from the government to build out their national charging network since 2021.
That doesn't seem like that much, honestly.
Yeah.
17 mil?
For like a project to a national charging network?
Yeah,
like,
dude, that's
I feel like the... like we gave the internet companies like $400 million, something like that, to build the fiber optic network, and that never happened. And the government seems to be fine with it. Yeah,
that makes me mad.
Yeah, so $17 million.
This is dropping like,
the bucket as far as the government's
like
concerned.
Six centas.
Yeah, yeah.
These chargers have a reputation for being easier to use, faster, and more reliable than rival chargers. I know that people have complained about the Electrify America chargers.
Dude, it is bad. Anytime we get a EV press car here, I usually go to the Century, or not Century City. There's like a mall at the corner, like the 405 and the 90.
Don't dox us, dude.
I go there. That's like 5 miles away. I go there.
No, people know exactly how far away it is.
I go there and it's like half the chargers there are broken. And then I try again in my house or near my house over in Santa Monica. Chargers over there are broken. I'm not giving my address. It's a big city.
You're just like,
we have a shirt that says Inglewood on it. They know where we are.
Watched GeoGuessr videos.
Yeah, I have. But
they know where you are.
I will say
now.
Those Electrify America ones, there's definitely some work to be done in terms of reliability and stuff. I've never actually used a Tesla charging station. Yeah. So I don't know what the experience is like there. But I mean, that is their reputation, but it might be bullshit. It might be bullshit because Tesla drivers, how often are they going to be using the Electrify America? Never. So how do they know?
They can't.
How do people know?
The Electrify America, like stuff being broken, I think is, I think I've one of my only, like I will publicly say and like very much support this political view.
Yeah.
Companies should have employees.
Yeah.
Like there's no, like it's broken. Like someone should work there and figure out that it's broken and then like fix it. The fact that it's like broken isn't the problem. There's no built in.
It's always like a flip of the coin when you pull into one of those stations. Like, is this charger that I'm pulling into right now going to work? It's
automation. My experience has been like 50-50. Scam. Automation is such a scam.
Yeah. It's just a reason for CEOs to like downsize. And the fact that people have such a hard time even getting their Teslas fixed.
Yeah. I mean, every company now is like running on the slimmest of margins.
I know.
You see, I mean, it's why you go to Home Depot or something. There's only like one person on the floor you have to hunt down.
Home Depot used to employ retired contractors on a salary.
Mm.
So like when you went to Home Depot, you'd be like, hey, I'm doing this project. Yeah. I'm like, what do you think I should do? They'd be like, oh, let me tell you what I think you should do.
Yeah.
And so like, I saw this in a video where like someone's explaining what like boomers aren't all insane.
Yeah.
Like they lived in a world where like you could go to Home Depot and the person there was paid enough money to like
to care
and like know about the thing that you were doing there. And like now there's none of that.
Yeah.
And so like, they're just sort of like, but you don't know. And they're like, yeah, ever heard of a phone? You idiot. You abusive racist. Yeah. Like, what?
Have you ever been to a restaurant where everyone gets paid the same money?
Probably. I wasn't aware of it, though.
It's the best experience because they don't have tipping. It's built into the prices. Okay. And
we get it. You've been to Europe.
No. I've been to a couple in LA. They like, instead of like that, like I like the part of hospitality when they're
like
checking on you a bunch. But this is like not, they're not trying to like be overly fake to get tips.
Yeah.
They're like actually like
it's
invested.
Worker owned business. Like the workers are.
And then the cooks try harder because they know that like no matter how much they try, they're not, you know, in a normal restaurant, they're not going to make as much as a server because servers get tips. The cooks are like putting hard into it because they're getting paid a livable wage.
Mm-hmm. So it's that's what we need to do with chargers, basically.
I'm just every company needs or YouTube to adopt channels, that. You know, every like YouTube channel.
Having some form of ownership.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Finally, before we go, we wanted to pay our respects to Ayrton Senna. May 1st was the 30th anniversary of the death of the legendary driver. Senna won the World Drivers' Championship in 1988, 1990, and 91, and was beloved by his fans. There's a new Netflix series coming out.
I know. Is it Brazilian?
I don't know.
And it looks to me like it might be.
It might be.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, so prepare to read.
Yeah, and if you want to brush up.
Whenever something like that happens in my head, like, I'm just like,
oh, I got to read.
It's like, God, I wish I weren't so dumb. Like, why am I turned? I still haven't watched Society of the Snow because I'm like, I don't want to watch it dubbed. But then I'm like, I also just like, I like also looking at my phone. I guess I'll continue to watch Sopranos.
So if you want to brush up on Ayrton Senna's incredible life story, we have a 4-part Past Gas series on him. Go and check that out before that series comes out.
Cry at some point.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Listen to that series, learn about his life, and then when you watch the show, you can get mad about the things they skip.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
There and you can ruin everyone else's watching
experience. Ruin their enjoyment. And with that, that is it for the Big Three. Thank you guys so much for watching. Follow James at James Pumphrey. Follow Joe at Joe G. Weber. Follow me at Nolan J. Sykes.
Get your tickets for our live Past Gas show May 25th. It's going to be a hoot. We got Jeremiah doing stand-up, opening up for us.
Hell yeah.
We're going to be doing giveaways exclusive to the show. So you're not going to be able to find these shirts or merch anywhere else. Thanks for watching. See you next week.
Toot toot. Skedaddle.